actually sends an impulse up to the zones in the map.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4
in the Rim Insight,
broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Sip it.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
Skipper here.
It's Matt.
Darius.
And how have you guys been? It's been another week in the books.
Nothing new.
Do we have any news?
That's bullshit, Skipper. Yeah, what did we do last weekend?
That was this past weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Went boating up in Virginia.
How'd that go?
Went good.
See any sirens?
No.
Slight sunburn. Other than that, not too bad.
Yeah, we went tubing, and then a couple of us went water skiing.
Matt went tubing?
Yeah, I went tubing.
You went water skiing?
No, I didn't do either.
Was it fun, though? Did you guys have a good time? Yeah. Cool.
Only rained for like 5 minutes.
But it was a heavy rain.
How heavy of a rain?
It hurt. It felt like needles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Asteroid City yesterday.
Yeah, how was that, man? No spoilers, because it came out yesterday. Or no, Thursday. Came out last Thursday.
I enjoyed it. Yeah? It's definitely a Wes Anderson movie.
Like Fantastic Mr. Fox. Good. I
think it would have to be more relatable to Grand Budapest.
Is it? Yeah, I guess that's more.
Did you see Grand Budapest?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay.
I
haven't seen it either.
So. And it's been good. Years since I've seen...
Did you see the French Dispatch?
Maybe.
Came out like 2019 or so.
I can't remember it off the top of my head. Mm. It's definitely an interesting movie.
Cool. Was it so? But it's like good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Barbie is where it's at.
Can't wait. That choice of Barbie versus Oppenheimer the day he comes.
No,
out.
I'm going Oppenheimer. I don't care.
Why not double feature? I was about to say I might get both.
Well, I'll probably be going late. So like, there won't be time for a double feature.
Are you gonna go see Barbie?
Yeah, I was going to say, you told me how much. Like, yeah, how stupid I actually it's
don't really
want
to go into it, yeah.
Why? Barbie's probably going to be hilarious. It's literally going to be like the most like meta thing.
No, I definitely get what it is. I just probably not going to go see it. I might watch it like at home one day. You know, depends.
Cool.
I do want to go see Insidious next week, though.
Yeah.
July 7th.
Already? I like how bad you want to go see Insidious. Even though the last like three Insidiouses has been total garbage.
I haven't watched them, but
this man hates Evil Dead, the new one.
I never said hate.
He's not a fan.
Hate is a word that you projected from what I said. I disliked it. But it was all right.
I can't believe you disliked it.
Yeah, opinions.
I mean, what didn't you like about it?
It's an alright movie. It was fun, but it kind of was just like, you know, Evil Dead porn just is what the people wanted. It's like the new Spider-Man. It was really good, but it was like fan service too.
Whoa.
Which Spider-Man?
Are you talking Tom Holland Spider-Man or Miles Morales Spider-Man?
Both.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
This man literally was talking about how great the Tom Holland one was.
Across the Spider-Verse.
That's your favorite one, you said.
No, it is really good, but like... It is fan service. Like,
how is this Evil Dead fan service? Because like, you didn't get Bruce Campbell. Most people that are fan, like these big fans of Evil Dead.
Was he in the 2013 one?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But he helped produce that one as well.
Yeah. But like most fans didn't want to see Evil Dead because Bruce Campbell wasn't in it.
You know, Evil Dead is, you know, people like it. My favorite one's probably Army of Darkness. Besides that, though, you know, they're not bad. I just have to rewatch them, but the most recent one was not something that I would probably watch again anytime soon. My honest opinion, can't change it. So.
Okay.
So yeah. You didn't like Across the Spider-Verse?
No, I liked Across the Spider-Verse. Oh. But at the same time, it had...
Why was it fan service?
Well, it was definitely fan service because they put a lot of stuff in it that people, like, you know, a lot of the Spider-Man comics that people wanted in it, they threw in there too, so.
Nothing wrong. I can see where you're coming from.
Fan service, however, to me, is more just tossing it in for the sake of tossing it in. However, everything that was involved in Spider-Verse related to the story of Spider-Verse.
I guess, like, fan service would be, like, the Multiverse of Madness when Bruce Campbell was Pizza Papa.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I did like Doctor Strange, though. I like that one a lot. The second one.
The Multiverse of Madness. Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
It was okay.
I liked it better than the first Doctor Strange.
Oh, for sure. So. The first one was just kind of, hey. I mean, most of those movies are kind of, hey.
Yeah, the best part was he went off the cliff. The movie, like, whenever he drove off in his car in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always think
about...
The
worst part of the new one was the eye scene.
At the very end?
Yeah, the eye scene was not that great. And then in Guardians of the Galaxy, my least favorite part is whenever Star-Lord is...
The new one?
Basically, like, yeah, he freezes in space. And then the guide comes
grabs him.
Yeah, grabs
him. Like Princess Leia?
And I'm like, bro.
Does he have the Force? I mean, he should probably be able to live it. He's...
Like, well, his power's gone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ego died and he lost his power.
That's right. When Ego died, he lost everything.
I also haven't seen the new one, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nah, you don't have to worry about it. It's not even really much of a spoiler. When you see it, you'll see it.
It's at the very end.
It's at the very end.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man. I like it. Please don't
break it. I'm not going to break it. I can't break it. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it? Nothing else? You guys had a pretty... Nothing going on? Matt?
Matt, how's that hat sunburn going?
It's all right. Sealed.
Had a nice little red rectangle on his forehead.
Because I wore my hat backwards because we were on the boat.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't blow off and there was just a red dot on my head.
Nice. That's funny.
It was the Avatar for a weekend.
The Avatar. That was good. You saved yourself, huh? I see what you did there. That was pretty. That was really good.
Avatar 2. I never saw that.
You. That was a. Was Avatar 2 good? It could have gone a weird way, man. That could have gone a weird way.
I don't like Avatar either.
The first one was the last. Come out the last. But the second one was great. Yeah.
Come out the Last Airbender.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
I love Avatar the Last Airbender, but not the movie. The movie was not good.
Was it not?
No, the movie was not good.
Shit was shit. Really
bad. Who made it?
M. Night Shyamalan.
That's what I thought. I was like, didn't Shyamalan make that movie? Was it scary?
No.
Was there a big twist at the end?
It was just cringy as fuck.
Actually, there was no
twist. The twist was they neutered the source material.
Was the director?
And they were going to make 3 movies based off each book. And
well, they're doing a live-action series
now
on Netflix, yeah.
Poor show. Hopefully they do it
good. The casting is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love the cartoon. I know you haven't seen it, but I think you would like
it. Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the Arrow.
You would like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were talking about. I just thought it would be funny. Like,
such a
you could have said other things.
Good it's show. Been
funny.
And book 3 is the best, man. I love book 3. Have you seen it all?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the, I think my favorite part's the dream episode where you're like having all those dreams about fighting
the
Fire Lord. You don't like that
episode? I hated that episode.
I like that episode.
We really disagree on a lot of things, guys. And I like that. So let's get back into let's get into our topic today.
I'm not ready yet.
Curse of the Pharaohs, the Mummy's Curse, however you want to describe it, however you want to call it, anything as that. Skipper, I see that, or real quick, before we did this episode, did anybody know what this was?
I saw the Mummy 1999.
So nothing, cool.
I knew what it was before.
Played the Mummy the video game, 1999.
The video game came out in 99?
Yeah, it came out in 99 as well.
Wow.
On PS1.
Good for them. They really marketed that really well.
I watched The Mummy, Scorpion King, 2001, I think.
With The Rock?
Yeah.
That's his first movie.
Yeah, and then I watched The Scorpion King.
With The Rock?
2004. The Rock. I don't know if it's 2004. I'm just guessing at this point. And then I watched The Mummy 3 with the Dragon guy. Dragon King.
I've literally only seen
Dragon
one and
Emperor.
Two.
And then I did not see the Tom Cruise one. I heard that one was pretty terrible, but I haven't seen
it. Oh, yeah, I forgot that there was one.
That's probably a good
song. Was it actually that bad? Did you see
is
it?
Is it good?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen clips of it. And it's pretty bad.
Did you watch it?
Huh.
And
because they had to make it a separate universe.
They were trying to make like a multiverse.
Yeah. Oh, why?
Of different, like, I think they were going to call it like the Dark Universe or something like that.
But they also just didn't want it to be linked with the actual The Mummy, in case it did really bad, which it did.
Okay, that makes sense.
Imagine that. Maybe if they would have linked it with the original Mummy, it would have done good.
Yeah.
And openly saying this is not related is bad.
Yeah.
Bring back Frasier. Make him a professor. Like like an archaeology professor or something.
He's the new Indiana.
Looks like
Jones.
A whale.
Anthropology, I suppose.
Anthropology is study of people.
Well, right.
It's cultures.
I mean, yeah, right. Like he was anthropology and archaeology, right?
I don't know.
What in the
Mummy? Frasier's character?
No.
He
was just a
he was just a guy.
He was just a guy.
Oh, I don't know why.
He was pretty part much of a no.
Or not a tomb raider.
He was basically. American that was left.
Oh, he's
an orphanage, and he was a soldier.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
he's a soldier. Yeah, and he gets left, and then
what's
those people rescue
was
him
the librarian jail and whatnot.
That's
they're
right.
Gonna hang him, but he's the one I knew about the.
Hamunaptra.
So like I knew about the stories of people getting into King Tut's tomb and then like dying, but I knew no details. Which today, obviously, we get into those details.
By the way, the story is almost actually it's like 101 years old now.
Yeah.
Well, for King Tut.
November
will
be 101.
Yeah. So,
November will be 101.
Yeah. Scooter, is this a timeline that you have pulled up?
No, this is a list of spells from the Book of the Dead.
Oh, so the Necronomicon.
Okay. Not quite.
I know, but like it was a joke. Yeah. So, I mean, that is what it's based off of.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, that is definitely what it's based off of. Does anybody want to kind of get into first what like we're talking about, like a timeline of it, or really do we want to talk about?
I didn't look this up, but what was the earliest, important tomb found?
It was Tut's.
Was it Tut?
Tut's was.
I thought there was one before it.
I mean,
there
Tut's
had,
was the biggest.
There
but.
Had been tombs found. Previously, but what really sparked off like the cultural trend of the Mummy's curse was Tut.
Yeah.
Because so I mean, there was other ones. There was Khamabu, Billo, and some other mummies. I'm pretty sure King Ahamose or Amose. This is really bad shit.
But it all started. But basically, it all started just by written warnings that were on outside of the tombs.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, fuck it. Let's get right into the... Okay, so first, a little background. We're going to Egypt, Cairo, or outside of Cairo. The
Valley of the Kings.
The Valley of the Kings. People have called it...
Where is the Thebes located? Is that more like...
I'm pretty sure it used to be
the
Valley of the Thebes, and then they turned
it
into the Kings, right?
Sense. Just making sure, because whenever I was listening to the thing you sent me, they kept on referring it to the Thieves for...
I think it used to be referred to as Thieves and then eventually Kings.
Gotcha.
I honestly don't know. But so, hieroglyphs weren't really recognized until the 19th century.
Right.
So, like, when there was, like, we were talking about just a little bit ago, like, other mummies found... But we didn't know, like, anything about them. We didn't know what...
We couldn't read anything written.
Mm-hmm.
We were just kind of like, hey, it says something.
And
so,
how
there
that
was...
change that there was there, like... How do we...
How do we get there?
How do
we
gain
We'll find out that later.
How do we get the experience?
What experience?
Yeah, what are we... Are you going, like, the Hendrix experience?
Like, in Minecraft, whenever, like, you get, like, little points, like the purple points...
Oh, so how do we get the experience
get
to
the,
earn
what
purple
point?
The greenish points at that, like you know what I'm talking about?
You can't say green
bottom.
Because and also green and purple.
I'm
man,
so
like, come
sorry.
On, that's like
I'm sorry. I don't, dude. They kind of change colors.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I don't play Minecraft.
They do.
No, they're green.
I could have sworn they change colors. It's been like a year since I played it. I know that's not long, but
anyway, where
like that?
What kind of experience?
Well, I mean,
are you referring
I just mean like where did they? How did that change? How did that like become a thing where they could figure out
how
did
we decide
how
the
how did we decide?
So what happened with that is
They went on.
No, they found.
They leveled up.
They found a Rosetta Stone.
Okay, gotcha.
So the Rosetta Stone is.
I was actually gonna bring that up. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I was just
trying. You were gonna bring up the answer to your question.
No, no. Like the website, not the actual thing.
Okay.
His name was Jean-François Champollion. I don't know how to pronounce that. He deciphered it starting in 1822 and took a few years, but eventually we got hieroglyphs.
Right. And then it took a while for everybody to translate other hieroglyphs to understand the language.
Yeah. Once we had the base, they could just kind of work from there.
And it took years all the way up until the late 1800s to the early 1900s.
Gained XP.
Yeah, it was share XP. So no, I mean hieroglyphs are really interesting to me. They're really cool. I
like the pictures.
Yeah, I think they're
pretty cool.
They're pretty interesting. Now, as we were talking about earlier, most of the warnings or curses or anything like that was written on the walls or of the entryways and stuff into the tombs. Now, for earlier explorers and expeditions, they had no way of reading that. But as we got into the 20th century, very late 19th, very early 20th century, English like archaeologists were really, or not, I don't know if they would call them archaeologists, I guess. They were just coming around a lot, and it was time for like exploring, and they started being able to decipher shit.
So before that, the reason why the curse was associated with mummies is just bad luck.
Right, yeah.
Because they couldn't decipher the hieroglyphics. So in 1699, Louis Pinicture, he was a Polish traveler, he brought two mummies back from Alexandria. And when he had the mummies on his ship, he had reoccurring visions of two specters, and he had a lot of storms on his travel back to where he was going, and so all this ended as soon as he threw the mummies overboard.
Right. Which has actually, it seems like that's happened a couple times. Listening to different stories of like mummies being transported and transferred to different museums. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or people just breaking in general to the tombs. Yeah, I don't know.
You never saw Night in the Museum?
I've like seen pieces.
That's the whole plot, basically.
Yeah, I've never seen like the whole thing.
A plate, like a gold plate that.
Yeah, like all go. Yeah, I know that. I know that. Like,
the mummy's pissed off.
Hank Azaria is in that movie.
He's in like the coffin.
Hank Azaria. He's in that movie, right?
Or not the coffin, but the soft disco.
What?
Anyway, so yeah. But yeah,
the are movie's you on drugs?
Great. I'm not, but you are. I mean, anyway.
Are you on drugs right now? Your eyes are dilated.
No, man, it's just kind of dim in here. But
your eyes are pretty dilated. You're right under the light. You're in the brightest.
The reason why my eyes are dilated is because I got shot in the eye when I was a kid, so they don't like adjust right anymore. So,
but wouldn't just one eye not adjust right?
It was a canon event.
They both adjusted to each other. Like they one used to like bleed into my pupil because I got shot in the eye with the BB gun, so
that's intense.
It was.
Did it hurt?
It no, not really.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes like it really doesn't hurt. Like you'd think it'd hurt. I thought it hurt.
I had glasses on though.
Oh,
like it just hit the eye really hard. It put a lot of pressure on the eyes. So that's what created.
Did you cry?
I don't know.
I would have cried. It hit my eye.
I don't remember.
You totally cried. It hit your eye.
I don't know, man. I was like 11.
You cried.
Anyway,
go on.
Where were we?
I don't know. Darius was talking about something.
Kind of the origin of the mummy's curse, the mummies going overboard, things of that nature.
So yeah, as soon as he threw the mummies overboard, his vision stopped.
What do you think it was? Why do you think that was happening?
Paranoia.
Anxiety.
Huh?
Paranoia.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
We got a dead body on the boat.
We got two dead bodies.
It's wrapped in toilet paper. Why do you think it was happening?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Just he was hearing the voices or the visions, just psyching himself out.
You don't think it was like Cthulhu or something?
No, I definitely think it was just him. Like elder, I think he was getting in his head.
What about the elder gods of like the Egyptians? You don't think it was them? You don't think that you don't think it was the pharaohs? You don't think it was them?
I don't know if they would rather the mummy wants to be dumped overboard, though. I don't know. I feel like that's just kind of disrespectful to the mummy. Just throw him into the water.
Well, a lot of that's actually a normal, like, in the Middle East. And
in the Middle, I don't know about Egypt, though, necessarily.
I mean, Egypt is part of the Middle East.
But yeah, but, like, Egypt specifically, their culture compared to.
I just know that that is a thing that can happen. Burial at sea is typically respectful. I want to say all cultures, but I'm not sure.
Most of the people that got embalmed were either pharaohs or other higher ups.
Yeah. On them. The Egyptians would have been. It's interesting seeing how they treated the dead. I mean, a lot of cultures treat the dead differently than we do, and they celebrate it a little bit more way more than we do. But, like, this is like a whole other step. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is building tombs for these people. I feel like we're at a good point now where we can talk about the writings on the wall.
Where? we've got a lot of writings on our wall.
I got one.
A lot of walls.
He's probably going to say this one.
Which one is that?
What name you got?
Zahi.
I don't have that one. Go for it.
All right. So, Zahi Hawass.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one, yeah. He was excavating at Qom Abu Bilo.
That was one of the ones that I talked about.
And he took several artifacts from the Greco-Roman site. His cousin died that day. And then a year later, on the same anniversary, his uncle died. And on the third anniversary, his aunt died. And years later, when he excavated the tombs, the tombs were of the builders of the pyramids at Giza. And they translated the hieroglyphics on one of them, and it said, "All people who enter this tomb, who will make evil against this tomb and destroy it, may the crocodile be against them in the water, and snakes be against them on the land. May the hippopotamus be against them in the water, the scorpion on land."
Hmm. I mean, okay, so that's weird. I mean, it's cool, but like, I don't know how deep I get into curses too often. But, you know, the story actually continues.
Yes.
Yeah. So, does this man die?
No.
We all do, eventually.
So, at that point, he decided not to disturb the mummies. Later on, he was involved in the removal of two child mummies from Baharia Oasis. And when he put the children in the museum, he said that they was haunted by him in his dreams. And it didn't stop until they found the mummy of their father and they reunited the child mummies with their father.
Right. That's weird, man. So what do you think was his thing? Do you think this is like fake shit? Or do you think these people are actually being affected by something from the mummy?
It is also entirely possible that it's purely coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the stories of, like, this guy, like, he got in a wreck at this intersection on this day, and then years later happened the same way, the same person hit him. So, unlikely, yes, but it is entirely within the realm of possibility that it is just coincidences.
It's like it's like the baby that fell out of the building. Guy caught it a couple years later. Same toddler falls out of the same building.
Yeah.
Same guy catches it.
Stuff like that.
Right.
Well, I mean, it makes sense too. That man probably walked that way every day, and that baby probably hung out at that window every day. So I mean, when you take chances like that, 2 out of 100, one out of 100 chances. That means every 200 times that he goes by, that's 2 times that he probably caught that baby. Which really, that was probably more like 1 in a few thousand chances. You know, had a couple years apart too. So like, think of that. That's insane to think about.
And I don't have the story for this one, but they did find an actual, like, curse inside the mastaba for... The name is Kintika, called Iketki. I butchered that, probably.
That's fine. We all...
But it reads, "As for all men who shall this my tomb impure, there will be judgment. An end shall be made for him. I shall seize his neck like a bird. I shall cast the fear of myself into him."
Was that not with Tuts?
That was not in Tuts.
Oh, man. Because I saw that too, but I thought that for some reason that was Tuts.
There was never a curse found inscribed in Tuts' tomb.
Oh, really? I thought there was.
Nope.
I know the one you're talking about, the one that's talking about an unknown illness or disease.
Yeah.
That wasn't on Tuts.
Oh, okay. Okay, well. So, I mean, let's get to King Tuts.
Alright.
So, year of 1922. We're in Egypt, you know, that's what we're hanging out with. And an archaeologist of the name of Howard Carter, alongside a financial, backer, Lord Carnarvon, or Carnarvon.
Carnarvon.
They go, and they're looking for King Tut's shit.
And this isn't the first time these men have worked together.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they went together, and there was...
They'd been working together since at least 1907. So 15 years worth of history between them.
Yeah, and they've been looking for Tut.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been looking for Tut, mm-hmm. And they finally found Tut. As they were breaching the tomb, and back then what you used to do is you'd hold a match. You would light the match, you'd hold it, let the air pass for poison. Now, it's not the poison that I feel like people think of. It's mainly the poison of what happens when meat rots, there's flesh rotting. And
it's the gases that come out.
Yeah, the gases, the molds that develop on there, that kind of stuff. Which is something that we will get into a little later.
Yeah.
But that air has been trapped in there for thousands of
years. Stale air.
Thousands of years.
So before we get into the tomb, November 4th, 1922... is when they find the staircase to the tomb itself.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, leading up to this, they'd been there for a few years, and Lord Carnarvon was about to kind of pull the plug on the operation because just kind of throwing money at nothing.
Right.
November rolls around, they find the staircase. The next day, they excavate more, and... make it to, yeah. I guess, the entrance. They spend some time in that area, and then you get to the 26th of November, which is... Where did it go? At this time, they made a small hole in the door, and a quote from Carter reads... "At first I could see nothing. The hot air escaping from the chamber caused the candle flame to flicker. But presently, as my eyes grew accustomed to the lights, details of the room within emerged slowly from the mist. Strange animals, statues, and gold. Everywhere the glint of gold."
It's just crazy, man. Could you imagine being an explorer or an archaeologist and finding this? That, yeah,
so, at the same time that they were... They cracked open the tomb. Carter had sent a messenger on an errand to his house. And when he reached his house, he heard like a faint human-like cry. And when he got inside, he saw that Carter's canary that he kept in a cage was being eaten by a cobra.
What?
Which is the symbol of the Egyptian monarchy.
So was that is it actually proven? Like, is that real? That actually happened?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like they were just saying it as like a symbolism kind of deal? Like, that was legit?
I've seen the story around. I can't, right. At this point, like, well, obviously can't verify it, but
right.
The story has been around and it has never been debunked.
Right.
Huh.
But yeah, his bird got eaten by a cobra.
You know, we didn't even really, we talked about Tut. But we didn't even talk about, like, who King Tut was.
Who was King Tut?
Well, King Tut Tutankhamun, right?
Tutankhamun.
Yeah, that. Tutankhamun. He was the child king, right? Or boy king or whatever. Mm-hmm, yeah. He was a product of incest, correct?
Yep, brother and sister.
Most of them are.
His parents were brother and sister.
And that's honestly about all I know about him. So.
So a fun fact about his tomb, it is smaller than you would expect for a royal's tomb to be.
Do you think that's because of he was a child, or do you think that's because of his reign?
Well, he's going to get to it.
So it is, I guess, hypothesized, because they've found, like, where they, like, cut away the stairs to, like, slide things in that were never meant to fit in there.
Right.
And so it's believed that they kind of just co-opted the tomb for Tut because of how young he died. They did not have time to build him a proper tomb.
Oh.
Right. Because it was just like, oh, we'll stick him in here until we can...
Right. And it just never happened. Right. They were just like, eh, he's already there.
Because there was something in his sarcophagus. I think it was three layers, and they said that the middle layer, I think, wasn't for him.
So what do you think that would be? Like, who would that go to? Or what do you think that would be for? And what was it?
I don't know enough about sarcophagi to...
Huh. It just seems interesting. Ancient, yeah. Like, all that stuff is really interesting to me. I guess, you know, we're not really focused on the...
And all we can do is just kind of assume, unless there's a written record somewhere.
Right. Okay. So, now we get to some juicy parts. After...
I found the inscription that...
Okay, yeah,
was it, "Death shall come on swift wings to him who disturbs the peace of the king"?
Yes.
So, newspapers started reporting... that it was inscribed in the tomb, but it wasn't.
Okay, where was it?
It,
just,
so that was
fake news.
So I don't know about that exact quote, but things of that nature were started by an English novelist named Marie Corelli. Her writings mostly included things about reincarnation, astral projection, mysticism,
okay,
things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
She wrote into the newspaper. She wrote into the New York World Magazine, and then that story was spread through both London and New York papers.
Gotcha.
Claiming to be in possession of some rare old book called The Egyptian History of the Pyramids.
Yeah, yeah.
Which had that inscription in it.
But, right.
As far as I know, that was never proven.
Okay.
It was just kind of, she wrote in, and people being people sensationalized it and went with it.
Right. Understood. It happens a lot today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're very familiar with that. Crazy. So, shortly after unearthing King Tut's tomb, people were kind of getting sick, and they were dying. All a part of Lord and... Lord Carnarvon.
Carnarvon.
And the other guy.
This was interesting. Or we could call him by his name.
Did you you read into the details of like how he got like a mosquito bite on his... How about we just call him
George Herbert.
My bad, I'll let you do that.
George Herbert.
That is easier to say.
But he's a lord.
But he's Lord Herbert. He's the fifth Earl. And then Howard Carter. So Carter and Herbert, their team basically started kind of disappearing. Or not disappearing, but, you know, flaking out.
I guess taking a step back, like how they got involved with the excavation project as a whole.
Right.
Back in the early 1900s, I don't remember the exact date on here, Herbert got sick, and his doctor told him to essentially spend winters not in England,
right?
Because, you know, it's cold up there,
right?
Which is not great for your health,
right?
And so he decided to take him and his wife down to Egypt for the winters, which is how he became kind of an Egyptologist.
See, now I also heard something about one of them and their spouse seeing a mystic or something, and them saying that you're on your journey, you're gonna run into like bad stuff, like bad juju, and the wife begged one of whoever was not to go, but they went anyways, and then obviously like here we are. So I don't remember which one it was. It, obviously, to me, I was like, okay, I don't know if that was real or not, but it was a funny segment.
I don't think it would have been Herbert because his wife was there at the excavation with him.
Okay, yeah, so it would have been Carter. So it would have been Carter. So I mean, it could have happened then, I guess. But yeah, like I mean,
right?
You know, that happened. So like Darius was saying earlier, yeah, Herbert was shaving and he nicked a mosquito bite that he received, and
it got infected.
It got infected and he died. Very shortly after.
So they cracked the tomb open initially in November.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the dates go?
He got sick in March.
He got sick in March and died in April.
Right.
It was March 22nd.
I don't know. I've just got his date of death. April 5th. Either way.
Sorry, March 19th is when he got it.
So his death actually falls in line pretty close to Mary, the author. Because just a couple weeks before that is when she put out the little, almost like a love letter of the Pharaoh's
She put curse. Her writings out in late March.
Yep. So... Man, I bet you she was selling a shit ton after that.
Probably.
After his death, yeah. Makes you think, huh? Makes you think. Did she murder him? I don't think so.
I don't know.
he died of sepsis.
And what is sepsis, Matt?
Blood poisoning.
There you go. Just making sure if anybody needed to know. Derek, did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. There you go. Sepsis. So, he died. And then, now, Carter, he ended up going through one of them. Shit, I'm trying to think. One of them took like a item home, and it may have been Carter. But basically...
So, there were over 5,000 items found in the tomb, and right. He did take some home.
Yeah, so
I know one of which was like a mummy's hand with a bracelet attached to it.
There, okay, yeah.
So that was given to Sir Bruce Ingram.
Which is who?
He was one of Carter's friends.
Okay.
It was a mummified hand, and it had a scarab bracelet marked with "Curse be he who moves my body. To him shall come fire, water, and pestilence." Soon after receiving the paperweight, his house burned down, and then as he was rebuilding it, it flooded.
Flooded, yeah. Isn't that weird?
And what was the origin of that mummy's hand?
I do not know.
Somewhere in that tomb.
Yeah, whosever hand it was.
I know. I also know part of the party, Sir Archibald Douglas Reed, died from mysterious illness, and George J. Gold died from the fever following his visit to Egypt. Now, the other thing is, and there was many others also that died, but I would say that could be because it's, you know, Cairo, and Cairo just may not have been the cleanest area in the 1920s, you know. I've seen Indiana Jones. But, there was another rumor.
They did find... Not a curse, but they did find inscriptions in the tomb.
Okay.
The main one being the gold and lapis death mask that you've probably seen pictures of. It's inscribed with spell 151 from the Book of the Dead, which reads, "Thy right eye is the night bark, thy left eye is the day bark. Thy eyebrows are of a need of the gods. Thy forehead is Anubis. The nape of thy neck is Horus. Thy locks of hair are Ta-Sokar. in front of the Osiris. He sees, thanks to thee, thou guidest him to the goodly ways. Thou smitest for him the confederates of Seth, so that he may overthrow thine enemies before the Aeneid of the gods. In the great castle of the prince, which is in Heliopolis, the Osiris, the king of Upper Egypt, I don't know how to pronounce that, it's Tutankhamun's throne name, deceased, given life by Re.
Yeah.
Just kind of preparing for death.
Right, yeah. So there was another rumor that I heard while I was looking into this stuff, that there was actually an artifact on the Titanic. Well, and by artifact, I mean a full-blown-ass mummy.
I've heard about that before.
Now, however, but they looked into it, and apparently the museum and everybody else says that there was no mummy ever found in the water and put on a lifeboat. There was no mummy in the Titanic.
There's no record of the mummy ever being.
And they also, and then the British Museum that had it or that would have been transporting this said that it was on display the whole time. So that was allegedly debunked, and that was like a hoax. But that is, that was interesting to hear. Like that was the reason why the Titanic sunk,
because
and,
of the mummy's curse.
Yeah. Now, there has been other deaths that weren't attributed to anything in Egypt, but actually one in Poland. There was a tomb that they uncovered, and some toxic spores of fungus Aspergillus flavus or something like that killed some men in Poland. So some people are actually thinking that that may have been the reason for Carnarvon, George, and Arthur's deaths at King Tut's tomb. Now, for me, I have heard that King Tut, like the tomb and getting into tombs, that people typically do not get sick during these digs. They get sick being in the cities and being out there with people around, like around town.
Right.
However, I think when it comes to maybe these fancier tombs and these like higher up people like Tut, you know, you get more of the meats and the different body decomposition because just the way it's
put
done
by bottles, right? They put it in separate like
The urns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they put like your
immortal jars. So
jars.
Fun fact about King Tut, they couldn't find his heart. But there was a laceration coming from I think his leg all the way up to his chest. So they think that he went on a chariot ride and that he fell off because one of his legs was broken. And they think that he fell off the chariot. Either there's one behind him or the same one hit him. But it came up, one of the wheels came up and just ran him over and then squished his heart.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, because I was going to ask that. Nobody's ever, it's still pretty much a mystery with.
And that's probably how he. Of with course, how he died.
Yeah. God, could you imagine that's how your king died? You fell off the damn chariot. We lost another one to the chariot wheel.
Please keep your
wasn't there a
arms
chariot
and legs inside the ride?
Or like a.
There's been chariots in some tombs. I'm not sure. I don't know about Tut's because Tut's was small.
How funny would be if that's the chariot. They're just in there. It's like, put it in there with it. And he's like, I don't think he wants it in there. Like, he wants it.
They burned it. They burned that one. Sacrifices
that
to
guy
the
got
gods.
Fucking killed, you know?
Yeah, that driver.
He's like, but going back to talking about the sickness, most of the people didn't get sick until later on, but they also said that it could have been they had underlying conditions.
Yeah, I would say that being in a tomb with, we can put those possibility of the mold spores and then whatever else is in there, but like, dude, there's so much dirt that you're fucking inhaling and stuff that
like with Herbert, he already had medical conditions. That's why he was there to begin with.
Right. So I feel like most of this stuff, I mean, there was people that died 39 years like after
the main guy Carter died 16 years after the
right
fact.
So
you'd think if something is cursing people coming in, the first guy that goes in is going to be hit.
Right. Well,
and
Let's also say that it does specifically say people with like ill intentions, like evil intentions. Maybe the people that died were the only ones that were going to like exploit the tomb.
So
and their findings.
Herbert's daughter Evelyn, she died 57 years later.
Jeez, man.
In 1980. So I would say
it was his daughter that was with him, not his wife.
Yeah, it was his daughter.
Sorry,
it was his daughter. So she was a kid, so maybe she just wanted to see the mummies and didn't want to take anything.
Well, if Carter didn't die, it was Herbert that died. So it was they would have been him that was told not to go. Because he died with the mystic and everything. Yeah. It was them because the person that I'm talking about died shortly after. Okay. So it was Herbert.
Because his half-brother, his half-brother was the one that died, too.
Okay, so that may have been just a fun little rumor bit, like, story just to add to it. So like, don't go!
With November 26th, when they first, like, cracked it open.
Right.
They were just kind of, looked in, and then they contacted, like, the officials. They were going to go in the next day with, like, you know, some legit people in with them.
Right.
And then, allegedly, all three of them, Herbert, Carter, and his daughter, I think there might have been a fourth person with them, allegedly went in that night before the official got there.
Hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, we wanted to do this episode just because of the fun.
Right.
It's fun, right? The Pharaoh's curse. Ooh. So, what are you guys' final thoughts on this?
Not quite Pharaoh's curse related, but there is quite a history of curses in the Egyptian region.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's even, I would actually say with most burial grounds and in all cultures.
You're not supposed to disturb the dead.
Yeah, so.
So some of their curses were specifically aimed at the dead. Uh-huh. It was, they're called execration texts. And essentially what you would do is write down the names of your enemy or whoever it is, and then you would smash whatever you wrote it on, kind of mutilate that, and then bury it next to like the pharaoh or something, essentially asking their soul for help against these people. Essentially cursing whoever's name you wrote on it.
Isn't that Death Note?
Yeah, that's Death Note.
There's a few extra steps, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, cool. It is interesting. I like it. Like that. I like this old, learning about this, the peoples, the older cultures.
Old and superstitious.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know. Sometimes I wish that we were that crazy again. We just, you know, all bowed down to a tree or went to the river. All of us, just like clockwork. Who's really the cogs in machines now? It's still us. It's still us.
Hmm. Probably the ones with the machines.
Yeah. Just another brick in the wall.
For sure. Anyways, yeah. Well, do you guys believe that there is a curse? Or do you think that this at all was real? Or do you think this was all just a bunch of coincidences?
I think it's just a bunch of coincidences.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think specifically related to the Pharaoh's curse, it's more just you psych yourself out. And a series of unfortunate events. Yeah.
Seem to happen. Yeah. Sounds like a curse to me, buddy. Putting that into plain English, that's a curse.
That's Murphy's Law.
Essentially,
if something bad will happen, it does happen. Yeah.
It's a rough translation.
But even then, that only happens with some people.
Right, yeah. I know.
So.
No, I understand. I'm not subscribing to the curse. I think it's cool and I think it's interesting. And in all honesty, yeah, I would probably be somebody that would buy it pretty fast if I went to Egypt. You best believe I'm not touching anything.
Especially they go in there. Oh, this guy dies. Oh, this guy died.
Yeah, like I 100% would believe that there would be a curse. However, if I was somebody that was around during that time and then I started noticing that people were living longer than that, I wouldn't think it's a curse. I would be like, okay, this was just a series of unfortunate events that happen. It's kind of like watching or hearing what happened to like the people that made The Exorcist, right? Like a lot of the employees on that, they like died. Or there was like hauntings and they were being haunted and poltergeists were coming after them or demons. So or again, like they died. Like the movie was cursed and shit like that. Because they were, you know, portraying a demon and like all this other shit. But no, it's just, I don't know. But yeah, that's what I would think, is that I'm not ready to, I don't necessarily believe it. I don't buy it. However, I do think that people that today even go over there, there's definitely a respect that you have to pay. And I wouldn't fuck with their tombs. Because if there is a curse, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved.
You're not going to be the one to go and antagonize the spirits.
No. Well, we learned that at the battleship. Yeah, that wasn't yourself. Me. I didn't want to do that shit. You just don't do that shit. First of all, shit's real, they're in a different dimension.
Those are World War II spirits. These are Egyptian spirits.
Bitch, yeah, that's even worse. Yeah, but there was people in there. There was something in there. There was a Civil War era. There was, like,
I mean, that's still different. All in the past couple hundred years.
I don't know, man.
This is 3,000 years ago.
I don't want to deal with anything like that.
Would you?
I'll go mess with him.
You want to mess with Anubis?
Like, what's he going to do? Weigh my heart?
He'll bark at you.
Hey, 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 you. Hey. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I got for today, though. I mean, unless you guys want to add a little bit more on there.
I think it's just a strange coincidence and all that happened.
It's just a series of unfortunate events.
There you have it, folks.
Good old Lemony Snicket.
Skivers put it down. He stamped it. Unfortunate events. We'll catch you next week, guys. See you later.
Adios. It's